strong values and strong opinions. The Mike Broomhead Show, KTAR News, 92.3 FM, and the KTAR News app.
All right, welcome back, everybody. I'm Barry Markson in for Broomhead. Thanks for joining us here on KTAR. You can check me out on Twitter, at BarryMarkson1. And I got to tell you, if you missed the news yesterday, I don't know how you did, but the federal court, a federal judge in Florida, overturned the mask mandate on planes and transportation. This is the one that made you wear a mask in the airports and on planes and in Ubers and on buses. And it's a lower court decision. But I was a little surprised they did not appeal immediately or ask for a stay. And as a result, you don't have to wear masks on most planes and in most airports anymore. So joining us right now, Will Humble is with us to talk about this and what's going on with this new variant. And Will, thanks for being here.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for the invitation.
Will, of course, executive director of the Arizona Public Health Association. And, you know, Will, let me ask you, number one, do you think at this stage in our COVID battle, does this really matter that much? I mean, it was initially set to expire. The mask mandate was set to expire yesterday on airports and in planes. They extended it to May 3rd. Does this extra couple of weeks matter?
Big picture wise, no, I don't think it matters for this pandemic. I think where it matters more is how this ends up shaking out in the federal courts, so that we get a, depending on what the clear picture is on CDC's long-term statutory authority for the next time it needs to do something in a public health emergency. So I think this is an important case. Actually, there's actually two lawsuits. This is one that had the decision yesterday. There's another case also in that same district court. By the way, I think it could be that the feds aren't, or excuse me, the Biden administration isn't appealing until both of the cases end up having decisions, and then they can find the two, maybe.
Yeah, Will Humble, executive director of the Arizona Public Health Association, joins us. Yeah, I actually question if they're going to appeal because the lower court ruling really has no effect as a precedent. But if they appeal and lose, if the government loses, it does potentially removes the CDC's the availability of them issuing these sort of health orders that are enforceable. So it could be an issue going forward. Will, let me ask you, though, you know, we're hearing a lot of news about this new variant. Philadelphia's reinstituted their mask, their indoor mask mandate. I've seen a bunch of colleges are putting the mask mandate back in. What is this new variant? What's the expectation for when or how we're going to see it here in Arizona? And are people really getting sick and dying as much, or has it really been mitigated a lot where it's not as dangerous?
Oh, it's already taken over here in Arizona. It's the BA2 variant you're talking about. It's one of the subcategories of the Omicron variant. It's slightly more contagious than the BA1 or the original Omicron variant, but it's not any more lethal or dangerous. And so it has taken over. I don't see it as any kind of a game changer. You know, it's here. It's going to be here. We're in the endemic phase of this. This isn't ever going to go away, but the public health emergency part of it is, you know, is not, I mean, the federal declaration's still in place, but in terms of it being a true public health emergency anymore, I just don't see it.
So why did Philadelphia, for example, why did they reinstitute a mask mandate if, I mean, I understand the numbers may be coming back up and that's happening in Philadelphia, but if this thing isn't as dangerous, why put the mask back in place?
I mean, you'd have to talk to them about that.
Okay.
Ultimately, it's like who's in charge of your jurisdiction and what are their priorities. Ultimately, I don't see a compelling reason why we should do anything like that here. But that's a different jurisdiction.
Okay. And that's why I wanted to ask you, because I know you were, you know, you were very strong in your opinions that we needed mask mandates here and other things that could have mitigated COVID when it was dangerous, when it was really affecting Arizona. Is it now just more of a psychological issue with some of these cities and colleges that are putting it back in place despite the BA2 variant being so mild?
Well, I think ultimately what some of them are thinking is that they believe they have a responsibility to people that that are immunocompromised and have other underlying health conditions to get everybody in the community to have their back. And so I think they think, look, we need to have this mask mandate in place so that folks that are immunocompromised can have more comfort and have more protection. So I think that a lot of it has to do with protecting vulnerable populations rather than a broad-based public health intervention like I was calling for many months in Arizona that would cover everybody and protect all of us. I mean, sadly, the opportunity to save lives in Arizona is behind us, and Governor Ducey didn't take that opportunity.
Will Humble is with us here on KTR. Will, what would you need to see to get back to where you'd recommend that Arizona reimpose a mask mandate? I mean, what would have to happen for us to get back to where a mask mandate would even be recommended?
Well, I think it would have to be a brand new variant that escaped the immunity that we've all achieved either through vaccination or previous infections. I mean, it would have to be a game-changing new variant that was like COVID-22 or something like that, you know, like a total reboot. That's what it would take for me.
All right, and Will, I know the second booster or the fourth shot is out there. I know the federal government is recommending it for people over 60 and for some people between 50 and 60. What are your thoughts on that second booster or that fourth shot?
Yeah, anybody who's got a chronic medical condition that puts them at higher risk and hasn't also been infected in addition to the vaccine should get it. So anybody, you know, complicated medical conditions, anybody over, say, 65 or 70, especially if they've got complicated medical conditions. So my parents are like 89 and 87 and they just got their fourth booster. So that's the kind of person that should definitely get the fourth. But, you know, the best thing is to always talk to your primary care doc and see what they say. But the benefits outweigh the risks, that's for sure, for everybody. And the benefits are bigger in those high-risk populations.
I just saw a report that the new Moderna booster is really good against these new variants and what they expect maybe other variants. If you had Pfizer or a different one before, is getting a Moderna one advised now, or should you stick with what you had before?
Talk to your primary care doc, but I got to say the evidence suggests that there are even some benefits to mixing and matching. And so there's no compelling reason to stick with a particular brand from at least looking at the literature. The Moderna vaccine has more messenger RNA in it, almost three times as much the Pfizer did. So that's really the main difference between the two. And of course, J&J is a completely different vaccine. You know, that's it's not a messenger RNA vaccine.
All right. Will Humble, he's the executive director of the Arizona Public Health Association and always full of great information. Will, thanks for taking a few minutes with us.
Yeah, my pleasure.